Super Talk 99.7 WTN presents John Jubilee, America's transformation authority. He's a trainer to the stars, speaker, and fat loss expert, and he's here to help you lose that fat, get healthy, and find your joy. John's not going to try and sell you gimmicks or gadgets. He's going to help you understand what you really want to accomplish, but without hating the process. If you want to talk to John, call now at 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-WWTN. Here he is, John Jubilee.
Awesome morning to you. Hey there, Nashville. This is John Jubilee. It's great to be on the air. We're going to be opening up the phone lines here for your calls. So again, that number is 737-9986. That's 737-WWTN. We're looking forward to your calls this morning. I want to just open up by just saying that I am the demythifier. I am the demythifier. There's all these myths in health and wellness and in weight loss. And I can tell you right now, I just finished eating a delicious Krispy Kreme donut. Enjoyed that. And drinking my water with a Krispy Kreme donut, and weight loss in and of itself is even a myth, ladies and gentlemen. We could go sit in a sauna and lose 10 pounds of water and be less healthy, but if we get on the scale, that's weight loss. So we're not talking about weight loss. We're talking transformation. We want fat loss. That's right. We're interested in losing fat. So there's so many diets that, have come into our range of vision, especially now with the internet. We've got more information than we've ever had, and we're fatter than we've ever been. That's right. All of us, guess what? We've reached almost 70%. 70% of us are obese. Just reach down and just grab a couple handfuls of that fat and say, yep, maybe I'm in that category. But I got good news for you. Just because you're that way today doesn't mean you have to stay that way. I myself, 15 years ago, guess what? I had looked like I swallowed a truck tire. That's right. I had the man boobs going. I had the truck tire going, and I was not feeling good. The joints were bad. The body was aching. And I was headed down a slippery slope, folks, and that's not a good place to be. But I'm sure a lot of you are in the same boat that I was. And out of that pain came the John Jubilee transformation personally. And I went through my own personal transformation 15 years ago, and I learned by my own pain, by my own experience, that it's not about weight loss. It's lose the fat, lose the inches, gain some healthy hydration, gain some healthy bone density so we never get osteoporosis, and gain some healthy lean muscle mass. Now, I know you ladies out there, you're thinking, I don't want to be bulky. And girls, I got news for you. You couldn't be bulky if you wanted to be. That's a myth. That's a myth. I have girls all the time. They say, I don't want to be bulky. I don't want to gain too much muscle. I say, try it. Try to gain too much muscle. You couldn't do it if you wanted to. You know, it's kind of like a little circus midget trying to dunk a basketball. He may want to try to do it, but he's just not going to be able to, no matter how much he wants to. So ladies, I got good news for you. Lean, long, lovely muscle will burn fat for the rest of your life. How much fat will it burn? Well, guess what? Just 5 lean pounds of muscle will burn 25 to 50 pounds of fat in 1 year. And it'll do it every year for the rest of your life. So think about that. If you had the choice between losing 5 pounds of fat and gaining 5 pounds of muscle, which would you rather do? Well, of course, you'd rather have that amazing lean muscle mass. That lean muscle mass is going to eat 25 to 50 pounds of fat every year for the rest of your life. So folks, we're talking about transformation, and we want to go with things that actually work. And let me just ask you a quick question, because if you're in the boat that about 97% of the population is, 97%, and these numbers are shocking, 97% of all weight loss programs fail. 97% failure rate. There's no other industry in the world that could continue in operation with a 97% failure rate. But in the industry of weight loss, there's a 97% failure rate. Think about all of our own life experiences. I know in my own life, I must have had probably 10 to 12 diets that I went on. And guess which one of them worked? They all worked for a minute. Every diet works for a minute. Think about it. You go on a diet, next thing you know, you lose a few pounds, maybe 10 pounds, and then what do? We hit that magical plateau, quote-unquote plateau. Well, it's really not a plateau. It's the fact that we've pushed out about 10 pounds of water. That's about all the body's going to give up. That diet quits working. We get frustrated, and we quit. And why do we quit? We quit because it's not working. Now, folks, I'm going to encourage you. I want you to call in. We've got the phone lines open at 737-9986. That's 737-9986. If you've got a question that's a little bit personal and you just want to give us your question, you can do that. We don't have to put you on the air. Don't want to embarrass anybody. It is a little bit challenging and it's uncomfortable, you know, sometimes talking about, fat loss. But look, we got to take care of this thing. We've got a national epidemic on our hands. If 70% of us are overweight, carrying at least an extra 20 pounds of fat. And guess what? That fat also helps our body to be bad. It helps our body to actually become diseased and sick and feel bad. We've got the first generation in history that is predicted to be outlived by their parents because of type 2 diabetes. We've got a diabetic epidemic in the United States of America right now, and most of it is being caused strictly by our health habits and a lot of these myths and things that we've grown up with. And folks, I just want to just share with you that just because you've been told, that maybe that's just your body type or, you know, that's just the way you always have to be. That's not really true. That's not really true. My experience has been 15 years of real people, and I've helped real people, thousands of them, get real solutions, and I can help you. So I'm going to be here for you. I've got a website. It's JubileeTransformations.com, JubileeTransformations.com. But we're going to be coming back to you live on the air. Give us your calls at 737-9986. This is Super Talk 99.7, John Jubilee. We'll be back in a moment.
He helps make athletes stronger and the stars look better. John Jubilee, America's transformation authority on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. The answer goes beyond politics.
So does Michael Del Giorno.
Mornings at 9 on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Welcome back. This is John Jubilee. We've got Sally from Smyrna on the line. Sally, what's your question?
Everything you said is so true, right on the money. I've been sick since last Tuesday with, probably a little bit of walking pneumonia or whatever, the flu, aches and pains, no fever, just coughing and chills. But anyway, I decided to go out and buy myself, not the most expensive because I can't afford it, toaster oven and a blender, not a blender, a juicer, GE. It's not expensive, like $50 and $25 for both, for the appliances. But I went and bought all my fruits and vegetables, plain yogurt, non-fat. And all I've been doing is that, and I feel so much better. I haven't taken any drugs, any pills, anything to help me along, pharmaceutically. And I feel so much better today. And then, like I said, thank you so much. And everything you said about the past diets, it does not work. You have to put your tools, your mind in check, and start the program, and you'll be in better health.
Yeah. Well, Sally, let me ask you, on your juicer that you got, does it strictly juice or does it actually juice the total fiber of what you're putting into it?
Well, I've actually got the juicer. I've got the juice extractor, And then I've got the citrus juicer that I do by hand. The little mortar goes around. You hold your hand over the orange and the lemon. You just let it go around, and it extracts the juice from the lemon and orange.
Sure.
The juice extractor, I have not used it yet.
Okay, well.
But you have to do it in small areas, and I figured I'm not going to use a microwave anymore. And you have to excuse my voice. I've been coughing all week long.
Yeah.
It's getting a lot better. But toaster oven, I love Subway, but I don't like that bread and that flatbread. So I figured since I love what goes on the flatbread and the sandwiches, I will take and get those all those vegetables and get the good hard cheese, put it in the toaster oven, get the vegetables warm and melty. It's so good.
Yeah,
it's so healthy.
Well, so Sally, what's your past history of your weight and your health?
I'll be 59 in August. I'm a truck driver all my life. And 5'1", and I think I weighed myself this morning. I'm 238.8, and the highest I've ever been in my life was 244. So, and I just, diet after diet doesn't work, and you just have to do it for yourself. You have to just stop listening to all these commercials on the radio about pills and pills and pills and pills
mm-hmm.
and diet programs and diet programs that do not work. They don't. They'll just kill you in the long
term. So, Sally.
In the long term, no, it'll kill you. Get yourself a good pair of walking shoes. Get you some good purification water system and get the right foods, the fruits and vegetables. Do not go with the drugs and prescriptions and the over-the-counter pills. Don't work.
So,
the real deal.
So what would you say is a healthy weight for yourself, Sally?
I would like to get down to 210. Not 210, 110. I'm sorry.
Okay. So basically, you're looking to lose over 100 pounds of fat.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, you know what? Could I tell you a quick testimonial of somebody that lives right down the road from you that did exactly that?
Oh, bring it on. Come on.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Well, one of the nursing directors at Baptist Hospital, her name is Heather, she came into my office and literally told me that since high school, she had been overweight and that she had literally spent $60,000 on weight loss. $60,000. She did Phentermine. She did HCG. She did Jenny Craig. She did Weight Watchers. She listed another dozen diet programs she'd been on. She said, nothing works for me.
That's it.
And I shared with her, I said, look, Heather, I said, I've got a program. If you'll just make two commitments to yourself, if you'll commit to the program I'm going to share with you, and if you will follow several simple instructions, I can guarantee you'll succeed. Well, she was totally skeptical, Sally. She was totally skeptical, and for good reason, right? She'd failed for literally 20 years trying to lose this fat. And she literally, in 88 days, she lost 106 pounds of fat in 88 days. And her skin, because this is important for girls, right? You don't want to lose 100 pounds of fat, and then you have a bunch of sagging skin. Look like one of those funny dogs, with the loose skin. We don't want to do that. Her skin was tight as a drum. So she literally right here, literally one of your neighbors down the road, she lost 106 pounds of fat in 88 days. But she followed something that actually works. So,
wow.
So I want to encourage you, Sally, because, it's interesting that, to hear you, you're sharing some information, get your walking shoes and get this and get that. But obviously that hasn't worked for you in the past now, has it?
No, I haven't done that before. I'm doing it now. That's what I'm saying. I'm setting up my own workstation. In the kitchen, you have to have the right tools, appliances, your food, your spices, your oils, everything that you need to succeed. I set up my own little healthy station in my kitchen to where I can do it now. And I'm getting off the road driving truck because that was my biggest downfall. You have to, on the road driving from, 4 days a week on the road and 3 days a week off. Well, 3 days a week off, I'm in the bed, I'm laying to watch TV, and I'm just eating all kinds of junk food.
Yeah.
And on the road, I'm eating Subway sandwiches, but I'm eating all the bread that goes with it. And it's, I did say this, but I scarfed, I'm so ashamed to say this, but I have to encourage other people. I scarfed down in one day 3 footlongs, flatbread footlongs.
Wow. Wow, girl, that's throwing down some calories there.
But I was hungry, and I was still hungry. So it's the sugar. It definitely is the sugar. It's the bread. It's the yeast. It's
flour. And maybe that's part of it. But can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Okay, Sally. So you told me what you're eating, but can I ask you a question? What's eating you?
Oh, what's eating me was being overweight.
Okay.
Yeah, that was it.
All right. What do you think the real source of that? What do you think the real source of that weight is, and the desire to overeat? Where do you think that really comes from?
I think it's from letting my family try to run me and tell me what to do with my life. I can't do it for them. I have to do it for me.
Mm.
Excuse me. I'm trying to get over this so much. But they're dictating to me, hurry up and lose the weight. You guys can't have that. You got to do this. You got to do that. Just leave me alone. I can do it by myself. And I'm doing it by myself because I live alone. I just have a dog. So it's working for me so far. Mm-hmm. I'm staring at a beautiful pineapple right now, a cantaloupe, a watermelon, pomegranate, oranges, apples, lemons, right here, my bananas on my tabletop.
Okay, and how long have you been overweight?
All my life.
Mm. Okay, so...
Actually, 126 was least I... was least I was back when I was 18.
Okay, so you're 18, 126 pounds, and then when did you start gaining weight?
Oh, I think probably a couple years after that when my father died, I think. It's probably what it is from family members leaving.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So do you think that you began emotionally eating to... you know, to match the pain of the loss of your father?
Definitely, yes, definitely. And then, it goes into drinking, and then it goes into trying different drugs. But God bless, I have never done drugs, just alcohol. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
No drugs. I couldn't see it. I still can't see it.
Mm-hmm. And did you become an alcoholic in the midst of that?
No, not the alcoholic, but when I come off the road from driving the truck, I would stay home and drink a 12-pack every time I come home. So I don't know if you clarify that as an alcoholic or not.
Okay.
Trying to find a way to, you know, numb yourself without taking any drugs.
Sure.
Because it would help me sleep, like you said, it made me go to the bathroom all the time. Mm-hmm. Well, that was the other guys that said the sleep doctors and beer and the water will make you go to the bathroom all the time.
Sure.
And I've cut out, this is last week, I've cut out the beer. And I said, well, what about trying to get me to go to sleep? What about a little bit of bourbon and water? No, that ain't going to work either. I just need a cold turkey.
Okay.
And I don't smoke cigarettes. I never have. So this is really good for me to at least have that in my system. Trying to cut that out cold turkey is just overeating.
Okay. Well, Sally, do you know that literally fat, carrying extra fat on our body will kill us faster than smoking? It'll kill us faster than smoking. And so, you know, you're at the age, girl, where you've got a shot. You got a shot here to turn the corner and to really do something. And obviously you're taking steps, you're taking action steps, Sally, and I really, really commend you for that, you know, that you're taking those steps. But what you want to do is to make sure that when you begin something, that it's something that is sustainable. And I can tell you this, I've never met a human being in my life that could maintain a juicing regimen, because you know what? God gave you taste buds. And God gave you a bunch of nerve endings in your mouth, and it's actually enjoyable to eat food. And that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's okay. And, you know, what I teach is to take a balanced, rounded approach. And now I'm, you know, if you saw me or you look at me on my website, I lost all my weight 15 years ago, all my fat. I lost all my fat, Sally. And guess what? I never gained back a pound of fat. I never gained back 1 pound of fat. And today I can enjoy, there's no food that I can't eat. You know, I can tell you right now, my, you know, my production engineer in the radio studio with me here this morning, Jonathan, you know, he said, boy, you got my respect there when you grabbed that Krispy Kreme donut, you know, and threw that down. I didn't think that was going to happen, you know, with America's Transformation Authority. But you know what? I tell everyone, God gave me taste buds. My taste buds work. You know,
right.
You know, and now I don't sit around eating Krispy Kremes all day. I don't eat them all day, but I can have one if I want one. And that's what we're going to be talking about, Sally. We're going to hopefully re-educate America, demystify. You don't have to juice because you can't juice for the rest of your life. You can't stay on a fad diet for the rest of your life. But we're going to talk about strategies that you really can do for the rest of your life. I'm really going to encourage you, Sally, go in through our website and log on there. We'd really like to help you track and help you succeed in what you're doing. If you would, stay on the line. Jonathan's going to grab your number so we can stay with you and help you with this 100 pounds of fat loss. I'd love to have you on the show, you know, a few months down the road here and encourage other people. So this is John Jubilee on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. We'll be right back after this short break.
Making the doctors healthy, John Jubilee on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. You spoke, we listened, and Michael Savage is back. Weeknights from 10 till 1 on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Welcome back. This is John Jubilee, and we are demystifying the myths about weight loss. We don't want weight loss in America, folks. We want fat loss. We want fat loss. We've been losing weight. You know what we've been losing? We've been losing water. And that is not healthy. Americans are dehydrated. And when I say dehydrated, I'm not just talking about drinking a bunch of water. But I can tell you that if you got measured on a scale, on a hydration scale, which I measure all of my clients on these, you know, these high-tech scales, 99% of Americans are 35 to 45% hydration levels. And, you know, that may sound shocking, but I'm telling you, if you get your hydration checked, you'll be amazed. And we really should be between 50 and 60% at 50 to 60% hydration levels. You know that the top 10 supermodels in the world, when asked, give us your top three beauty secrets, every supermodel had the same number one beauty secret, hydration. Those models are 55 to 60% hydrated, and that's why they have that healthy glow from the inside out. And that's what I teach, is be healthy at a cellular level. You have about a billion cells in your body, and if we can get your cells healthy, your body's going to be healthy. Folks, even cancer is just a deformed cell. Even cancer is just a deformed cell. So if we can get healthy at a cellular level, guess what? It's almost impossible to even become sick when our cells are healthy. So we want to get healthy at a cellular level. But can I just talk to, look, most of the audience I'm talking to, if you reach right down right now and you grab that belly, you got some belly fat down there. And that belly fat is dangerous. All of you men listening, guess what? Grab that belly, look at your chest. If your belly's sticking out further than your chest, the American Heart Association gives you a guarantee, gentlemen. Guess what your guarantee is? Every one inch, that belly's bigger than that chest, you are going to meet Jesus 5 years early. That's right. 5 years off of your life for every inch your belly is bigger than your chest. That is shocking, but that is how detrimental and debilitating fat is to the human body and to our overall health. So folks, we got to get serious about it. But one of the reasons we haven't got serious is because we all got frustrated and depressed and sad together. Why? Because 97% of all weight loss programs fail. And that is depressing. And that gets sad. And that gets discouraging. And so I'm encouraging you today. I don't want to discourage you. I want to encourage you to just do the right thing. You can actually succeed. You can lose your fat. You really can. You can lose your fat. There's a way to do it, and together we're going to do it as a nation. We want to change the world out here. And I have to give a thank you to Dave Ramsey. Dave Ramsey's, to me, he's a local hero of Nashville. He is a consumer's champion nationwide. He's helped people in countless situations to obtain financial peace. And Dave Ramsey is actually the person that I was in banking, folks. I had a banker's belly and banker man boobs for 20 years. And I, when I did my personal transformation, Dave Ramsey actually sat me down about 5 years ago in his office, and he said, "John Jubilee, you got to go full time in health and wellness." And I just couldn't believe it. I looked at him and said, "Seriously, Mr. Monetize It? You're telling me that? Leave an industry I've been in for 20 years. And Dave Ramsey encouraged me to step out. He said, "You will change the world. You will be for fitness what I am for finance." And folks, I want to help you get that peace. I want to help you get that peace and do something that really works. And I can tell you right now that there is a way to transform your body, to get healthy at a cellular level, to get rid of that high blood pressure, get rid of that hypertension, get rid of your type 2 diabetes. You really can take some simple steps that you can really do. And I'm not talking about running or sit-ups. In fact, literally, can I just tell you something? I teach no running and no sit-ups. You know, we went on this big running kick in the 70s in America, and everybody started jogging. And guess what's happening in this decade? Thousands of knee replacements, thousands of hip replacements, because we pounded those joints. We pounded those joints against the pavement until they just couldn't take it anymore. And now we're going in and getting artificial knees and artificial hips put in. We don't want to do that, ladies and gentlemen. Let's do something we can do for a lifetime. Let's do something that is simple, scientific, and sustainable that will really help each one of us succeed. And let me just share with you again that why do most people quit their programs? Why do they quit their programs? Because they don't work 97% of the time. It's frustrating for all of us that we've tried so hard. We buy a program, we buy a book, 200 new health and wellness books every single year, 300 to 350 pages of information, thousands of blogs on the internet, websites, television shows. Which, speaking of television shows, hey, make a note of this. Next week, next Sunday, on my show, I am going to have The Biggest Loser's Biggest Loser, Danny Cahill. The Biggest Loser's Biggest Loser, the person that lost the most amount of weight ever in the history of The Biggest Loser, is actually going to be a guest on my show next week. Now, why do I mention that? Because, folks, can I just, again, demystify something? The goal, people think that's a dream to get on The Biggest Loser, that they could lose their weight. But can I tell you the sad part of the back end? Most of those contestants gain back all of their weight. Why? Because it doesn't work. You know, if I came to your house and I put 30 cameras in every room in your home, including your bathroom and outside and in your garage, and told you you'd be kicked out of your house if you ate one bad thing, you think you'd be okay with eating good? Well, of course you would. But only because there's 30 cameras on you. You haven't learned the strategies of how to live real life. You haven't learned how to succeed for a lifetime, of how to have moderation and balance. Again, I want to stress to you, I have a website, JubileeTransformations.com, JubileeTransformations.com. I teach something that's simple, scientific, and sustainable for a lifetime. I eat sugar every single day. I drink Coca-Cola or Pepsi or root beer, you know, I think it's okay to drink a carbonated beverage. Do I recommend water? Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, I probably drink a gallon of water a day, and I recommend that y'all do the same thing. But I don't tell people they have to stop drinking soft drinks. I don't tell people you can never have sugar. I don't tell people you have to live on tofu and wheatgrass. Those are things that are not sustainable. I had a friend of mine. He lost about 40 pounds. You heard the caller earlier. He lost about 40 pounds juicing. And I said, well, I'm happy for you, but you'll never keep it off unless you want to juice for the rest of your life. And sure enough, he stopped juicing. He gained back 28 pounds. You know, that's what happens, folks. We get into all these fad diets or fad strategies that they work for a minute. Every diet works for a minute. Hey, can I just tell you, if you ate two Krispy Kreme donuts every day, and that's all you ate, guess what? You could possibly lose some weight because you're not consuming that many calories. But you can't do that for the rest of your life, and that sugar is going to create a bunch of negative reactions in your body at a chemical and a cellular level. Every diet works for a minute. We want to find something that lasts for a lifetime. So, folks, I want to encourage you, let's find the strategies to succeed for you. Let's take a look at your life. Let's all ask ourselves the question, what's eating me? What's eating me? I'm going to open up the phones again for your calls at 737-9986, 737-9986. That's 737-WWTN. This is John Jubilee. We'll be right back.
He is John Jubilee, America's transformation authority, exclusively on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Lots of issues, lots of talk. Ralph Bristol gives you the first word on the important stuff. Mornings from 5 till 9 on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Welcome back. This is John Jubilee, and I thank you guys so much. We're getting a lot of great feedback and response through the website, through email, and through your calls. Thank you to everybody. And we've got Spencer from Nashville on the phone. Spencer, what's your question?
Yes, I tried to contact you through the website that you had said, and I noticed that I got an email back immediately once I sent the information, and it said that the mailbox was full. I just want to let you know, and if there's another way we can get a hold of you or
wow.
The program.
Wow. Well, Spencer, well, thank you so much, and that's obviously a fantastic problem that we've got there, that mailbox filled up that quickly. Yeah, we created that special just for the radio call-in. And if you would... and thank you so much again for your call as well. And for anyone else that's had the same challenge that Spencer had, you know, if that's kicking back, we created a mailbox to hold a certain amount. And obviously that got filled up in that short of a time. I'm going to give you another email then, Spencer, that you could, you know, just email me directly at. And that would be at JohnJubilee9@gmail.com. So thank you so much for your call, and for any of the other people that are during this show, because we're only an hour into our show, and we've already filled up the online mailbox, which is a great problem. But you can email me directly at johnjubilee9@gmail.com. And I do always respond to all of my emails, typically within just 2 days. Typically within 2 days, you can anticipate an email back from me directly. I love helping people, love answering your questions, love helping people transform. And folks, for those of you that are just joining us, I am John Jubilee, and I personally transformed 15 years ago. 15 years ago, I lost about 10 inches in my waist. I got rid of my truck tire. that it looked like I swallowed, and my banker man boobs. I was in the banking industry for 20 years and a lot of breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings and you know, just getting busy with life like we all do. And I got out of shape, folks. I got out of shape, and I was in pain. And through my pain, I transformed. And in my transformation, for the next 10 years, I helped hundreds of people for free to transform. I stayed in the banking industry, but people saw how healthy I got, and I was able to help hundreds of other people until one day, one of our local heroes and a national hero now, Dave Ramsey, actually sat me down in his office and said, "John Jubilee, you'll change the world. You will be to health and wellness what I am to finance. You got to jump off this bridge and do this." And I very reluctantly did that. But again, I give all the credit in the world to Dave Ramsey, who is a giving soul, more giving than, you know, than people have any clue. He literally helped me build my business plan and gave me his whole staff, department heads, everybody, to help me launch out. And I'm forever grateful, forever thankful to Dave. So, hey, we've got another caller on the line. We've got Ray from Lynchburg.
Ray, hey, buddy. How you doing?
Fabulous. How are you today?
Well, I got a question for you. I personally, and I'm in my younger 60s, I've never had a trouble losing weight. I mean, I've always been able to manage it pretty well. I got up to 250. I dropped 60 pounds about 3.5 months.
Congratulations.
I drink a lot of, but during that time, and I still do, I drink 6 to 8 bottles of water a day. But my wife, bless her heart, she drinks a lot of diet stuff and she thinks it doesn't have sugar, and I can't convince her any different. Is there anything that, any way that, you know, I could get her to do something else maybe to help her out a little bit?
Well, how long have you been married, Ray?
39 years in about a week.
Well, I'd say there's no way you could convince her.
Well, yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, she's a little stubborn.
Yeah, well, if she's been with you for 39 years, the good news is, you know, she loves you, right?
I hope so.
Okay, so you've been together for 39 years, so we don't have a love issue there. But when we've been with someone for, you know, for that long of a time, it tends to be they need to hear from other voices. You know, they need to hear from other people, you know, in their life. You know, it seems like, you know, it's kind of like sometimes someone tells your own kid something, you know, they'll listen to that voice a little bit better. And
Right. Sometimes
with our spouse, you know, we all run into the same thing both ways. I think that's a pretty common, you know, common challenge for all of us. Is your wife nearby?
No, she's at church right now. And I've never, of course, naturally, I've never been cruel, and I wouldn't. And she's a beautiful woman, but, you know, she'd like to lose about 20 pounds. And I've tried to tell her, I said, honey, if you just up your input of water, I think it'd help you a lot.
Yeah. Well, Ray, something I definitely could offer up to you is to, you know, please share with her your experience, you know, that you heard this new guy on the radio today. You know, let her just go into that website, Ray. Does she get on the internet?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, perfect, perfect. You know, if she goes in there just on JubileeTransformations.com,
okay,
she'll see, you know, dozens of other women, her shape, her size, her age, and she can hear it from their voice. You know, one thing that I do is, you know, I'm an educator. I'm not a salesman. I'm an educator, not a salesman. And so all of my people that I help, they just tell their story. They just share their experience, Ray.
Right.
And when she hears the experiences of these other women and she hears it from their voice of people that are her peers that she wants to look like and she wants to be like, she'll receive it. And that way you get to be the good guy. All you're doing is sharing a little bit of information with her. And hey, and tell me your story, if you would. What motivated you? What was it, Ray, that caused you to decide, I'm going to lose this 60 pounds of fat?
Well, I've never had heart problems or blood, but my blood pressure got a little high, and they put me on some medicine, and it made me feel worse. I mean, I just felt terrible, and I asked the doctor, I said, you know, I'm having a hard time with it. There's something else. He said, we can try losing some weight. I said, well, how much? He said, well, try 20 pounds. So I lost 60. So, and I felt, and I didn't feel really good with that. So I put about 10 of it back on. I weigh about 205 and I feel great.
Okay. And what's your height?
6'1".
Okay. So 6'1", 205. That sounds pretty good. And what's your waist size?
I'm sorry. My waist size?
Yeah.
6.
It can't be a 6.
No, 36. I'm
36.
Sorry.
Okay, 36. I was going to say, you're really lean, Ray. You're really lean with a 6.
Well, I stay active. I walk a couple of miles a day. I play golf 4 or 5 days a week. So, you know, when the weather's permitting. So.
All right. Are you a pretty good golfer?
I like to think so.
Well, you should take me golfing with you. Everybody I go golfing with says I'm a better golfer than I thought I was.
Sometimes that works. Sometimes you can be surprised it is that way.
Well, Ray, I really commend you that, you know, that you were a man of action, you know, that you took action to, you know, to get rid of some fat there. Now, look, I'd even encourage you, you know, good is the enemy of best, Ray. Good is the enemy of best. And I can tell you that, you know, it sounds like your body type is built to be tall and lean. And I'm telling you, you could be a 30, you know, 32 or for sure a 34. And for us as men, it's so much about making sure we have no belly fat. That belly
right.
fat is what raises our cholesterol, raises our blood pressure, hypertension, and causes those heart attacks.
Right. So, okay, let me write you. I'm going to write
the
website down one more time.
Yep, it's JubileeTransformations.com.
You got it, buddy.
JubileeTransformations.com. And even if you just Google John Jubilee, there's so much been posted that'll probably take you to the website as well if you just Google that.
Okay, my friend. I appreciate it.
Hey, well, you're a good husband loving your wife like that. And I really, again, I totally honor you that you were a man of action. You took those steps to lose that fat. So great job, Ray.
Okay, buddy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
See ya.
Well, folks, a lot of us are in that same position as Ray. Probably the toughest person in the world to help is that person that we love the most. You know, it's that spouse that's right there, and every man, I'm sure can appreciate the fact that you know, it's pretty darn tough. Pretty darn tough to look at your wife and tell her that that you love her, but that she's fat. You know, that's tough. That's a tough sell. But the reality is, you know, the Bible even says, faithful are the wounds of a friend. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. And I sure hope all of our spouses are our best friend. And I'm just going to encourage us when we come back, we're going to talk about this this topic of, you know, how do we tell someone? How do we tell someone they're overweight? How do we tell someone they're not healthy and that we love them enough to tell them that? We're looking forward to that. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this short break. This is John Jubilee, Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Hey, everybody, get on your feet. We need a Superman. We're not getting beyond these walls without an exit plan. One beyond all the hurt and shame. Ways to heal.
Super Talk 99.7 WTN presents John Jubilee, America's transformation authority. He's a trainer to the stars, speaker, and fat loss expert, and he's here to help you lose that fat, get healthy, and find your joy. John's not going to try and sell you gimmicks or gadgets. He's going to help you understand what you really want to accomplish, but without hating the process. If you want to talk to John, call now at 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-WWTN. Here he is, John Jubilee.
Welcome back. We are talking about transformation, not weight loss. We can go sit in that sauna, lose 10 pounds of water, be less healthy. We want fat loss. You talk about you listen to a weather forecast and you talk about rain going away. Folks, we want our fat to go away. We need our fat to go away in this whole country of America. 70% of us are 20 to 100 pounds of fat overweight. And I just want you to picture something with me. Picture a loaf of bread. Picture a loaf of bread. Now turn it into pure fat. That's just 5 pounds of fat, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. A loaf of bread of pure fat is only about 5 pounds of fat. So we're talking 70% of Americans have 4 to 6 fat loaves of bread just stuffed in their bodies. All we got to do is reach down and grab those bellies. And hey, that was me. That was me 15 years ago, grabbing my big fat belly and saying, hey, eat that. Eat that. And I started making some changes, and I went on this program, and guess what? 88 days later, I had lost 10 inches in my waist. And I'm going to tell you something. I was a banker, folks, and I had a bunch of suits. And I went to my amazing seamstress, Loretta, and she was, she took care of adjusting and altering my suits. And she was like, John Jubilee, are you kidding me? She's like, your back pockets are going to touch back here if you try to keep these suits and just redo them. I said, I don't care, Loretta. Let's start a new style. And do you know she's my friend to this day? But I had to alter those suits because I lost 10 inches in my waist. And folks, it's possible. I've done it myself. I've walked through the pain of it, and I want to help you walk through it as well. We got a caller on the line, and these phone lines, we want to open them up for this hour. So I want you to call in at 737-9986. That's 737-WWTN. Let's take this call from Cookeville. It's Mark. Mark, what's your question?
Hey, I like this show. Thank you. My first question in a second is I would like to know how much shredded wheat I should eat in the morning because you really get hungry at breakfast, and I only eat fruit and some coconut milk on it. And the second question is, at the age of 63, when I go to the gym, can I really at this point in my life put on enough muscle to make a difference?
Oh, Mark, I am so glad you called. Those are both fabulous, fabulous questions. And let me take the second one first. You know, Mark, not that long ago, Ronald Reagan, he got shot. And when he got shot, he had to go through rehab. And when he was rehabbing, he finished his rehab and they decided to put him in a suit and, get him back out there. But the only problem was his suit didn't fit. And they got another suit and that suit didn't fit. And they realized none of his suits fit because his chest was 2 inches bigger. Because he gained 10 pounds of solid muscle in rehab. And guess what? He was over 70 years old.
But I didn't want to get shot.
Nope, we don't want you to get shot. We don't want you to get shot. I'll tell you what, that would kind of help turn fitness around, though, wouldn't it? If we could threaten to shoot everybody if they don't get in shape. But
that would work.
But we don't want to do that. But the good news is, Mark, it is a myth. It's a myth that we cannot gain muscle at any age. We can absolutely gain muscle at any age. So it's been a myth. And one of the reasons the inhibitors of gaining muscle as we get older is our body ceases to produce creatine when we're about 30 years old. So give or take a year or two, our body stops producing creatine and we stop building muscle typically around that time frame. But something else happens too. We stop exercising the same way that maybe we did when we were younger. So there's a combination. There's a combination. And I can tell you that, I actually have clients in their 90s. That have gained lean muscle mass. So it is possible to gain muscle at any age. I can tell you that I myself personally, and you can look at these pictures on my website, I have never been as muscular as I am today, even 25 years ago. 25 years ago, I was not as muscular as I am today. So I am also a walking, living example, and I've never done a drug, never done a steroid, you know, nothing at all. And I would never, I actually speak nationally on college campuses, encouraging even college and professional athletes to always stay natural, do it natural. You can be your strongest doing it natural, the right way. You know, God gave us everything inherently inside of our body to be able to build and maintain lean muscle mass for a lifetime. So you, that's the answer to your number one question. Now, your second question, first of all, that's a great, you know, that's a great breakfast you're having there. You know, shred of wheat, awesome, coconut milk, awesome. And frankly, you know, on your morning meal, Mark, you really pretty much can't overeat on your morning meal when you're eating that. So I would absolutely, and I would recommend, though, you maybe throw a banana or some strawberries, you know, maybe a spoon of honey. You know, go ahead and, you know, you could spice that up with some other calories as well that'll help fill you up. You know, I mean, I myself, I love the shred, you know, shred of wheat with a banana and honey. That's like a perfect meal.
Okay, I could do that. I could add banana and some more organic berries. I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, just listen to your body. So if you feel full and, you know, you feel like you've had a good amount, your body is most efficient at metabolizing its calories earlier in the day. So if anything, you know, we don't want to eat the food pyramid. It's actually not healthy, but we do want to pyramid our meals as far as calorie content. So it is good to actually, you know, if you ate a little bit more in the morning, you know, and then a little bit less at lunch and then less at dinner, you know, that's just a good overall healthy strategy.
You know, of all the nutrition books I've read and weight loss books I've read, they did impact me, helping me to lose weight and to take better care of my health. But listening to radio talk shows on health, for some reason, that kind of verbal coaching made a big difference in my life. Since listening to a WTN evening show on health, I've changed over 100 eating habits. It took me 2 or 3 years of picking up that Ben Franklin habit of changing one habit a week.
Yes.
So I changed one habit a week listening to this radio show in the evening and your show. I think listening, for some reason, coaches some people into kind of obeying easier.
Well, you know what? Well, Mark, it's great that you bring that up. And there's a reason for that. It's because you have 700%, you have 7 times the retention when you hear something as opposed to reading it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that is definitely part of the power of the spoken word. And so it's very wise on your part that you've chosen to, you know, find some voices that actually have good information, listen to those voices. But you're doing something most people don't do, which is to actually implement, you know, what you've heard. And Mark, if you want to stay on the line, I'm getting ready to go to a break, but I'd like to just ask you one other question. And if you listeners want to stay tuned to hear that question, we'll be right back. This is John Jubilee, 99.7 WTN.
Lose fat, get healthy, and find your joy. You're listening to America's Transformation Authority on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Insight comes from putting things in context. Michael DelGiorno does just that. Mornings at 9 on Supertalk 99.7 WTN.
Welcome back. I just want to quickly give a shout out to all of our listeners to let you know that you can also message me on my Facebook page. You can message me on my Facebook page. I've got a fan page there, John Jubilee. And I say that because you folks have created such an unbelievable response this morning that you've literally filled up the email mailbox that we set up for this morning's show. So hit me on the Facebook page. And of course, you can still go into the website and do a sign in through there at JubileeTransformations.com. So Mark has graciously stayed on the line. Mark, you still with us here?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Well, Mark, I've got a question for you. What was the motivational factor that actually caused you to take action for your own personal fat loss?
Well, even though I was kind of a health nut, somehow I had ended up being 352 pounds. So the combination of caring about my health to some extent, so I thought, and being at that weight level was just incompatible. So I just started listening to a radio show, like I mentioned, and by instituting that one habit a week change, over the last 2-3 years, it's been unbelievable how many changes I made and how easy it was, because I was only tackling 1 pound at a time and one behavioral change at a time. It was the things I had to give up were all the sad American diet. And now I, you know, do the silly things that people mostly make fun of, like drinking coconut milk instead of real milk and eating berries instead of mangoes. You know, in other words, I go with I've upgraded the types of fats, the types of proteins, and all the macronutrients.
Mm-hmm.
I've upgraded them all to a higher level rather than trying to give them up or modify them.
Sure, sure. And those are all great, great strategies, Mark. And really what jumps out to me and what I want to emphasize to our listeners was that you didn't try to do 27 things. You started with one thing.
Right.
And that's exactly what I teach, is just do one thing. You know, just do one thing. And once we've got that down, we'll do one more thing. So it is such a great strategy, and it just shows, you know, in success. But Mark, if I can ask you, I understand what some of the strategies were you implemented, but what was it that kicked in when you were weighing 352 pounds? What clicked in your mind that said, I have to make a change?
Well, I used to be relatively attractive, and I just couldn't find any clothing that looked good, no matter what I bought. In terms of clothing, it looked bad.
Mm-hmm.
And also, but the most important thing was the fact that I cared about health. And how did this happen? How did this happen? When did this happen to me? I mean, you know, it was something that I wasn't mindful of, and then kind of suddenly discovered it. Some of the changes that were that evolved over time, like I used to eat regular salmon, and then I moved up to wild salmon, and then I realized that the healthiest salmon is red sockeye. So even though that sounds like a minor point, it actually made a big difference, because red sockeye tastes so much better than the cheaper salmon.
Mm-hmm.
And eating just a couple of vegetables a day, I thought that was enough. Yep. I had no idea that now I make a platter full of vegetables all at once, and that ends up being about a dozen different vegetables in one platter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really easy. It's quick. Eating 2 organic bags of salad a day, green leafies, eating 2 of those a day. Mm-hmm. It's easy now because it doesn't taste bitter after you get used to it.
Good. And Mark, was there a person in your life also that helped you point that out, or was it just the man in the mirror?
Yeah, I don't want to overtake the responsibility for myself. I did have a very encouraging family, very encouraging friends. For some reason, I get along really good with doctors, and for some reason, they take a liking to me, and they get like a little more involved in my case than others. So that was the big point.
So Mark, if you would, you know, talk to our listeners for a minute about how can somebody understand, we know it's a sensitive issue. People's weight is so, so personal. How do you, in a gracious, courteous way, tell someone that you care about them and that they need to lose weight and you have a recommendation for them?
Well, I've taken people to, you know, non-smoking meetings. In other words, I've had to do mild, gentle interventions, but that doesn't mean I have any wisdom in the matter. I think taking kind of the 12-step idea of making one change at a time and just encouraging the person to focus on that and kind of let them figure out for themselves why you're even bringing it up. In other words, you don't have to look at a person and say, "By God, darn it, you've really got to do something about yourself. You're a train wreck." I think it's a little bit smarter to say, you know, why have that? What are you eating those potato chips for? I want to show you something that tastes so much better. If you, instead of buying a half gallon of ice cream, why not take that same amount of money and buy some organic strawberries?
Well, and I get that, Mark. I'm asking you, though, what did someone say to you? What did someone say to you that helped you do that first right thing, that do that first strategy?
Okay. I wish this was the answer we're looking for, but I read articles, you know, the tough articles from trade journals for medicine on how bad the processed food is for you. So in my case, because I'm kind of a fan of Dr. Mark Hyman and functional medicine,
Mm-hmm. I started reading literature on what's in our foods and how disastrous it is for our health. So that, for me personally, that became my focus and my motivation. I read those types of articles my whole life, and just out of personal interest. So I had a lot of that to go on.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. No, and I so appreciate that, because realize we have people that, you know, we're a multifaceted people. Obviously, we have people from all backgrounds, you know, different challenges. You know, you're obviously very analytical, and for an analytical person, you know, and I just want you to kind of stay with me for a minute in the conversation, that for someone that's analytical, we could read an article, we could hear some good information and implement it. So for our analytical listeners, you know, that's really good. And I want to just encourage, though, those people that are not as analytical, a little more emotional. I want to encourage you, just know that when someone says to you, why are you eating that donut or why are you eating those chips, they're really saying, look past their words to what they're really saying. And what they're really saying is, I love you. I don't want you to die young. I love you. I don't want you to die young. They don't know how to say it. They don't know how to say it. And if you could just put yourself in their position for a minute and think how difficult it is. And Mark, thank you for rolling with me here, because I really kind of put Mark on the spot here, folks, because it really is. It's like an impossible answer. It's an impossible answer of how do we nicely say to someone, hey, you're 100 pounds overweight. You're 50 pounds overweight. You're 30 pounds overweight. How do we nicely say that to somebody? That's tough, folks. I mean, that's tough to say. But I want to say to all of us, like me who needed to lose 10 inches in my waist and I needed to lose my man boobs, I needed that. But there wasn't anybody in my life that really had a way to say to me, hey, John, if you don't make some changes, you're probably going to die young. You're going to not have the quality of life that you want to have. It's tough to say. So I'm encouraging all of us together, you know, the 70% of us that have either been obese or are obese, because I was in that category, the 70% of us that have been or are obese, hey, let's hear what people are really saying to us, folks. They're really saying, I love you. I don't want you to die young. I want you to be around. I want you to be able to enjoy your children, your grandchildren. I want you to be able to walk around a theme park all day. I want you to be able to actually play at the picnic and not have to just sit still all day because your body just can't do what it used to do. I want to encourage us that, folks, we can do it at every age. We can be in optimal health. Go ahead, Mark. Do you have a comment?
Well, yeah, I mean, I was a little bit slow, but now I'm catching up with you. I understand now. This is a group consciousness thing almost a spiritual and emotional plane, like you mentioned, that can be far more powerful than only educational.
Yes.
I think it's absolutely mandatory to have the educational component, but why not add the spiritual and the emotional component of this is a group consciousness, we're in it together. We can support each other in this matter, and our motives are pure. It's out of caring about one another.
That's exactly it, Mark. That's exactly it. You know what? You just hit it out of the park there. And that really is it, because it's all connected. Spirit, soul, and body, we cannot separate it. You know, it is all connected. And if it was just about the information, we have more information than we've ever had, and we're fatter than we've ever been. So it's obviously not just the information. It's how can we support and encourage each other to do something that really works and that really works for a lifetime. How can we do that together? And folks, I want to thank Mark. Mark, thank you so much for your call. You had so many great insights. We're getting ready to go to a break here. And we'll be right back, and we're going to talk about this, doing it together. We want to change the world. We want to change you. We want to change the world. This is John Jubilee, 99.7 WTN.
Thank you.
Now is the time to start. Call John at 615-737-9986. That's 615-737-WWTN. Bored with more of the same? Have we got a guy for you? Michael Savage, weeknights at 10 on Supertalk 99.7 WTN.
Welcome back. This is John Jubilee, and we are talking about transformation. Thank you guys so much. We have just been inundated with the emails and the phone calls. Thank you, everybody, for your patience. Remember, you can hit me on my Facebook page, the John Jubilee fan page on Facebook, or through the website, jubileetransformations.com. Right now, we're going to take another call from Ted from Clarksville. Ted, thank you for your call. What's your question?
Hey, I'll do my question and get off the air because I'm driving. My wife and I are both trying to lose weight. I know that fish is a good source to incorporate in your diet on a regular basis. My wife does not like fish. I, on the other hand, love fish. Is there anything that you can do to get some of the fish flavor out? And if not, what is a good supplement food to eat that'll give you the same benefits as eating fish? And I'll take your comments off the air.
Oh, it's okay. Well, Ted, well, first of all, thank you so much for your call, and thank you for listening to the show. Yeah, actually, I give about 200 to 300, I'll just say 200 to be safe, but it's probably between 200 and 300 different dietary possibilities for people. You know, one of the things that, you know, I like to say, and again, I am a demystifier. I break the myths that we've been taught about health and wellness and nutrition. And a lot of, a lot of people that say that the whole focus should be just on what we eat, I say, let's focus on what's eating us. What's eating us, just as important as what we're eating. So, you know, I approach it from the whole person concept. But from a practical standpoint, I can tell you this. Every human being I've ever met has taste buds. And I have taste buds and mine work. So I want to eat foods that I like. I want to eat stuff I like. I don't want to eat stuff I don't like. And I break the myth that says that we should eat to live. Eat to live, not live to eat. That sounds really great, doesn't it, folks? It sounds really healthy. Just eat to live, don't live to eat. Well, if we were just supposed to eat to live, I don't think we'd have taste buds in our mouth so that we actually had to taste the food. We're supposed to enjoy our food. We're supposed to enjoy life. That's a part of fellowship and living and celebrating life, is the fact that we can taste great foods. So nothing wrong with enjoying the taste of the foods. And probably the best thing, Ted, if you would, if you come through the website, you know, we have a whole, a whole guide of different recipes and things that people have shared, you know, and I'm sort of like your wife, you know, I don't really like that fishy taste of fish. And so, you know, I like to have fish prepared in a way when, you know, it doesn't have that fishy taste at all. And by the way, there's a fish your wife probably would enjoy called Ono. Ono. And oh no, she'll say, oh no, it's fish. But then she'll say, oh good, it's fish. Because it's a fish that doesn't taste like fish. I actually had it when I was vacationing one time and I couldn't believe it. Like, that's the best fish I've ever tasted. It doesn't taste like fish at all. But super healthy, super high levels of protein and nutrients in it. But certainly please access, you know, the resources that we would have available for you to implement that. And remember this, though, when it comes to weight loss, and folks, let's just even just get rid of that term weight loss. We want to talk about fat loss, because you can go sit in that sauna for several hours and lose 10 pounds of water, be less healthy. We want fat loss. And Ted, if you and your wife are trying to lose fat, I also encourage you, go look at some of the testimonials. Go look at just some of the testimonials of real people just like you and your wife that share their experience. Folks, can I just ask us all a question? Let's just all really listen to me intently and answer this question as if I'm looking you right in the eyes and asking you this. What are you really worth? What are you really worth? And if you were sitting in front of me, you might start to say a dollar amount or some other answer. And I would keep asking you this question over and over. What are you really worth? What are you really worth? Until you get to this answer, priceless. You are the only priceless thing on this planet. You are priceless. And if I asked you this, the next question would be, what is your health worth? It's the same answer. It's priceless. Hey, folks, you think Steve Jobs would trade $8.3 billion for another 10 happy, healthy years with his family? Absolutely. You know he would. Why? Because health is priceless. Life is priceless. And I want to encourage each and every one of you, invest in yourself. There's no greater investment than yourself. I learned a lesson from an amazing man who became a dear, dear personal friend of mine. But he taught me this story. He's a retired New York City fireman, permanently disabled. And this man had an incredible transformation. He lost 81 pounds of fat in 88 days. But he taught me a lesson that when he did his transformation and invested in himself, he told me after the fact. He told me after the fact, he said, you know what? This has been worth $1 million to me. He said, but can I tell you what I initially thought when I thought about investing in myself, my own health, my own wellness? He said, my thought was, I'm not going to do it. He said, but then I immediately began to think about all these things I spent money on. I spent thousands of dollars having the trim on my house painted. I spent thousands of dollars fixing cars, fixing heating and air conditioning units. But ladies and gentlemen, it's a startling thing that we value things above ourselves as people. We'll spend money on a thing without hesitating, without blinking, but we'll hesitate to invest in ourselves, the only priceless thing in this world, and in our health. The only priceless thing in this world is us and our health. Without that, we have nothing. We have nothing. So I want to encourage us together as a community of people, as a nation. Hey, folks, let's get healthy. Let's get healthy. Let's invest in ourselves. Let's implement true, simple, scientific, sustainable strategies that we can do, that we can help our children to do, so that we can get well. Hey, Obamacare is not going to save us. It's not going to save us. You know what's going to save us is being healthy at a cellular level. If we get healthy, we don't need Obamacare. If we get healthy, it doesn't matter what insurance does or doesn't do, what it pays or doesn't pay. We can get healthy and we can stay healthy by implementing things that really work, things that break the myths. You know, for those of you that weren't here earlier in the show, I myself had my own personal transformation 15 years ago when I looked like I swallowed a small truck tire and I had my banker man boobs going. Pretty embarrassing, but guess what? The good news is I came up with a program. I transformed in 88 days. I lost 10 inches in my waist. And I gained healthy, lean muscle mass. Why is that important? Because gaining just 5 healthy pounds of muscle will eat 25 to 50 pounds of fat every year for the rest of your life. That's right. Being hydrated is the number one healthiest thing that you can do for your cells. Think about this, folks. Take the water out of your car. What happens? It won't run, right? It's going to burn up and it won't run. But you don't get hydrated just by drinking water. You have to get your cells to open up to receive the water. It's the difference between pouring water on top of a Formica countertop and pouring it into good soil. One's going to absorb it, one is not. We want to get our cells where they are open and ready to absorb water. Most of us, our cells are like that Formica countertop. It's not going to receive that hydration because we're not healthy at a cellular level. And one of our listeners earlier today, you know, mentioned it. You know, let's get together. Let's get together on a truly universal idea of, hey, we know that we're mostly fat. We're 20 pounds or more overweight. And what does that look like? 5 pounds of fat is about the size of a loaf of bread. So just picture a loaf of bread that's pure, solid fat. That's about 5 pounds of fat, ladies and gentlemen. So most of us have 4 to 6 of those or more in our body that's not supposed to be there. That's kind of like stuffing a pillow full of fat inside of us. Ouch! Kind of hurts, doesn't it? It's kind of a brutal visual. Well, listen, the good news is we have a way to get rid of that fat. We have a way to get rid of that fat, get healthy at a cellular level, and we're going to be talking about that when we come back. This is John Jubilee on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. Stay tuned.
He helps make athletes stronger and the stars look better. John Jubilee, America's transformation authority on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. As long as we keep talking, we'll find answers. Mike Huckabee, noon till 3 on Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
Welcome back. This is John Jubilee, and again, I thank everyone so much today for all the emails and phone calls and logins, and you can contact me on my fan page on Facebook. That's John Jubilee on Facebook, or JubileeTransformations.com. We had terrific, terrific questions today. We had one during the break that came in about pills, basically. You know, we hear all these different ads, and folks, are you kidding me? If we could just take a pill and lose our fat, I would be absolutely endorsing that pill. I mean, hey, that'd be great for all of us. And we want that to be true, and we want it to be true so desperately that we've created a billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar industry in diet pills and in quote-unquote fat loss pills. And the reality is, you know, here's the basic premise. Here's the basic premise of any pill. You know, a pill that claims to burn fat or cause you to lose fat is basically going to suppress your diet. So it's going to help you to not overeat, and or it is going to try to boost your metabolism. And so you're going to get a little bit of a spike, which is why those pills, you know, say they can make you dizzy or nauseous or super jittery. It'd be, you know, kind of like drinking 6 cups of coffee, you know, maybe taking one of these pills. Well, will that work for a minute? Yes, just like everything else. Everything pretty much works for a minute. Everything will work for a minute. What diet works? They all work for a minute. But we've got to find something, ladies and gentlemen, that lasts for a lifetime, not for a minute. So I want to encourage you to just know that, you know, any pill and any claim that is made, you know, you could look up the old FDA Act. It's been around for, I believe, more than 80 years now. You know, every supplement company, you know, they could put jelly beans in a bottle and claim that you will build muscle and lose fat. You can make any claim on a product that's not a drug. So, but the Food and Drug Administration, because it qualifies as a food, they can make any claim without any scientific evidence to back that up. So just because they say it does, hey, what are we really buying? We're buying the false hope. It's buying the false hope when we're hoping that these products, you know, are going to work. But I can tell you that, you know, there's a simple, scientific, sustainable way to actually transform. What is transformation? It's losing inches, losing fat, gaining muscle, gaining healthy hydration, gaining healthy bone density. That's what we want to do. We want to actually transform. So again, a demystifier is, you know, does a fat burner work? Does a fat pill work? Does, you know, well, it may work for a minute. Will it work as an extended period long-term solution? No, it will not. That is a myth. Folks, lap band surgery has become, you know, for those that have really gotten desperate, people literally spending tens of thousands of dollars having lap band surgery and the side effects, you know, to this. I would encourage any person before they ever even consider lap band surgery to definitely give yourself the opportunity to do a real program that has a proven track record behind it. That is something that you can really do for a lifetime. It's so sad. I meet with clients almost on a weekly basis that have had a failed lap band experience. In other words, they got lap band, they lost weight, they gained back their weight, and now they are in misery because of the severe dieting restrictions, you know, that that has put them into. So again, let's really love each other. If you love somebody, you'll give them a hard truth. If you love somebody, you'll give them a hard truth. I don't know if there's really an easy or a smooth way to share with somebody, you're unhealthy, you're going to die young, but if we can figure it out together, if we could look someone in the eye and just have enough true empathy and compassion to say to them, I don't really know how to say this to you, but I love you enough to say to you, I want you well. I want you on this planet as long as you can be here, and I want you to be the healthiest that you can be. Folks, if we can figure that out together, we really can change the world. And realize this, if you change one person, if you help one person change, you have changed the world. Because all the world is guess what? It's all of us. It's all of us people together. And together we make up the world. And so if one of us changes for the better, the world just became a better place. So why don't we together intentionally, let's reach out. Let's reach out to our loved ones. Let's reach out to that spouse. Let's give them an introduction. Let's give them possibilities that they never considered before. Maybe they just didn't know. Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. But it doesn't do us any good to have the power unless we plug into it. So as you're learning this new knowledge that it is possible to be healthy at a cellular level, it is possible to find your true genetic blueprint and get there, then folks, let's share this message together. You know, I have to give a quick shout out. This is our first show, and we're so excited to be on 99.7 Super Talk, you know, here in Nashville. And I have to give a couple big thank yous before we close out the show today. You know, first of all, I want to thank Dave Ramsey, who literally pushed me over the cliff of faith to step out, and he made it real easy. He gave me one of those Indiana Jones cliff. It looked like I was stepping out on a cliff, but I really stepped onto something, and he allowed his department heads to help me to develop a business plan, and I'm forever grateful to Dave Ramsey and to his whole organization and his staff. I'd like to give a big thank you to Kevin Max. Kevin Max is he just took off on tour again with Audio Adrenaline. And they're probably on a Grammy Award-winning track with their new album and their new label with everything they've got going. Most of you probably know Kevin Max from his four Grammys and, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 Doves. He won a bunch. But at least a four-time Grammy Award winner singer, Kevin Max, you know, who has had a restart on his career. And what a voice that guy has. And But he graciously, totally just out of his own generosity, you know, gave us our music for the show that we're using today and that we'll be using throughout this show. And, you know, please, please look those guys up online and check out their music. It's extraordinary. And we're so thrilled that he's back in. And I never drop a name, folks. I never drop a name. And I'm not name dropping on Kevin Max. He's a wild man. He posts on Facebook almost every day about his John Jubilee transformation. And Kevin dropped about 48 pounds of fat to revitalize and re-spark his career, get himself off on the road. And, you know, everyone else from the entertainment side, they call me the Black American Express card. They say, you don't know what he is unless you got one. But Kevin Max, you know, he's stepped out and he's preaching the message to the world of, you know, that you can transform at any age, that you can revitalize your life at any age. And we want to, you know, proclaim that message as well, you know, with people that are congruent, you know, with let's learn strategies together, folks, that we can all do. Let's learn what can really work and work for a lifetime. And let's share it. Let's just share our experience. So I want to encourage you as next week on the show, if you have an experience that could help our listeners, if you have an experience where you've actually taken a positive action, a positive change to get yourself moving, if you have a transformation experience that you can share that will help others, you know, please call into our show. Send us your emails. We'll be sharing some of the different things. Next week, we're going to have the Biggest Loser's Biggest Loser, Danny Cahill, the Biggest Loser's Biggest Loser, on air with us. I met Danny when I was speaking at a national medical conference last year in Las Vegas. And he is just an amazing young man and just a terrific family. But he's got a story to tell, and he would tell you that most of the people on The Biggest Loser, most of the contestants gain back virtually all their weight. They gain back virtually all of their weight because that's not a system that will work for a lifetime. But it's great for TV ratings. It's great, you know, for a television show. But folks, we've got something that really can work for a lifetime, and that's what we want to be sharing on the show. So we want to give a big thanks to Supertalk 99.7 WTN for inviting myself and my organization to be part of this show to help people. We really want to change the world, and we want to change the world by changing you. We want to change the world by helping you to be the best you that you can possibly be. So next Sunday morning, 10 to 12, I look forward to seeing you. Come look at me on my Facebook page and communicate with me through JubileeTransformations.com. I have so enjoyed spending this Sunday morning with you. This is John Jubilee, Super Talk 99.7 WTN. We'll see you next week. To hear